Activists call for release of transgender shooters' manifesto. By Spencer Lindquist on March 31, 2023. Gays Against Groomers filed an open records request in an attempt to obtain transgender shooter Audrey Hale's manifesto. The Metro Nashville Police Department announced that they had recovered a manifesto following the deadly shooting of Covenant Christian Academy by Hale. Gays Against Groomers first posted a tweet saying, "Our organization strongly supports the manifesto being released, unlike other national rainbow orgs. The public deserves to know the truth, no matter where it leads. Release the manifesto." They went on to announce that their organization had filed a public records request for Hale's manifesto. Meanwhile, several pro-trans organizations have argued the manifesto should remain hidden from the public view. The executive director of Children of Lesbians and Gays Everywhere College, Jordan Budd, stated, "It should not be published." But also pivoted away from the shooter's motive and directed the focus on firearm ownership, saying, "The focus should be on how this was able to happen in the first place. There should not be such easy access to deadly weaponry." Meanwhile, the national president of the Log Cabin Republicans, a pro-LGBT GOP organization, also argued against releasing the manifesto. He explained, "While it would certainly give insight into the motivations of this deeply troubled individual that could help shed light into root causes, we know from tragedies like this that additional glorification of the shooter could inspire others to take similar violent acts for attention." The transgender movement adopted increasingly extreme rhetoric leading up to the Nashville shooting. A video of transgender activist Kayla Danker, who goes by Pinko Scum, shows him loading and racking an AR-15. With a caption that reads, "While advocating for trans people to arm ourselves is not any of a solution to the genocide we're facing. If you transphobes do try to come for me, I'm taking a few of you with me." Several different people who identify as transgender have also been photographed wearing t-shirts that read "trans rights," or else alongside images of an AK-47, M16, and several other firearms. California State Senator Scott Wiener, D., framed the political conflict over transgenderism in apocalyptic terms, warning his followers that the war on trans people continues. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.